Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Did you know that China, John, is praying in reports. I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win. We will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. And the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility. It makes me think of James Robinson's word, and hopefully that's a related link to this post, is that, you know, humble yourself or be humiliated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like we're about to be humiliated. I mean, it's already is already in the context of the eyes of the Lord when Secretary of State is telling the defense minister, you owe me an apology, because he said, leave us in peace. And so you have hundred million plus Christians.
130 plus, yeah.
130 million Christians in China right now that are saying, humble America. Hmm. Humble America. Which brings us to a place of total dependency on God. That's what humility is, and respect for other people. And in that, because they realize that's our only hope.
Yeah.
But also in regards to what God does through America in the world, that because God has blessed America so much, even with all of our errors and our scars, we still are out there in the context, just like Israel historically, in providing for folks and meeting needs and providing aid and that could stop. Yes, God could replace all that with what we're doing, and just Israel would be the only one on the face of the earth that does these type of things, which would be, you know, pretty appropriate in regards to the prophecy. But it's like, dear Lord, help us. Forgive us for our sins. And in that interview that was happening there, and I wish I had the name of the individual and the context of that, who was being interviewed here, but it was Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman, who wrote a book called The Game, I believe it's called The Game.
Game Plan.
The Game Plan. Just a powerful thing. He talks about, you know, what is, you know, with all this tension that's coming and all this, you know, the four blood moons starting to spring. The Secretary of State's talking about
Palestinian state. By the spring.
And everything is just focusing on spring. Jehoiakim's tax bill comes in on spring. It's 1 year to the date of the Boston bombing on the Patriots Day. And it's like, come on. Oh, my goodness. We need to wake up. Mm. And you think about it. This is when Nehemiah's praying in Nehemiah chapter 9. He's praying. And he says, they killed the prophets. They shut down the prophets, the ones you sent to warn them, to turn them back to you. And that's what prophets are doing. They're just saying, turn back to God. They're not God's, you know, there comes a time when God says, okay, you're fixing to be, you know, go through some difficult times and all. But the main role of a prophet is to let you know that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He'll forgive you, but you got to stop and turn back to him. He's trying to prevent the destruction that's coming your way. And so you can get angry and you can shut down, you know, the warnings, and you can stone the prophets and the ones sent to you, as Jesus said, it was done. Or you can say, you know what? We can stop this thing.
Well, there's a time for the prophecy, and then there's a time for the prophecy to end.
Yeah. So it's like, somebody said, this is a prophecy. No, this is the fulfillment of the prophecy. Right. And so we're like a couple of days away. I mean, you got February, March, and April. And it's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this. The author of The Game Plan, The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening. A third great awakening in America, but this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay, as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God, we repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth, we won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Wow. That is so true. I mean, this is a man who's writing out the reality of the financial crisis and what to do. And understand that, as we talked yesterday, I'm not going to repeat what we talked about yesterday. You can catch yesterday's program. But there is a way to be financially correct with God. And no matter what happens, you have this peace because you did what was right. You did what was right before the Lord. And the first thing that we have to do is say, dear God, forgive us. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN radio. And become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.